The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so Otto's back. He's back home, and he's my husband, and I'm very happy, except for one thing.
What
one
are you, thing. You should morning. Be happy about everything.
Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I missed him very much. Like, he came in and gave me a hug. He gave me a kiss. I mean, I wish he'd loved on me as much as he loved on
the
cat.
She didn't come pick me up from the airport.
Lord Oliver Cromwell. But anyway.
The cat would have come and got me from the airport.
No, the cat wouldn't have. So
and said, there was too much traffic. I don't want to drive over there.
Oh. He's hugging me and kissing me and everything. Everything's great. And then I, you know, excuse myself. I go to the potty and here he comes. What are you doing? What do you mean? What am I doing?
Checking in on you. I'm making sure you're protected, just like the cat does.
I'm in the bathroom. What do you mean? What am I doing? And then he just hangs out and has a combo. And I'm okay with that sometimes. But I'm like, I just got in here a second ago between you and the cat. I have no privacy in the bathroom. It's like having children again. And I know you know what I'm talking about. You're in the bathroom. Bob. Mom, now it's just my husband, Otto.
You missed me, didn't you?
I did. I missed you. Just that part. Give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes.
Be careful what you ask for, Dana. I think that's the moral of the story right here. But I thought that's like kind of like what married people do, right? Don't you guys constantly brag about keeping the door open?
I don't know if that's bragging, but...
I don't know if it's just... Well, I think it's a sign of a really open relationship.
I feel like a sign of solid. A healthy relationship. If you solid. Can have a conversation while you're on the toilet, when can you not have a conversation?
Well, I know some couples. I put that up one time on Instagram. Some couples tell me they've never done it. You know what? Katrina's on line two. Katrina, question. Do you talk to your partner when you're doing the business in the bathroom?
If I'm... Yes.
Okay, but the other okay.
I will talk. I will have him come in there. And
but number two's off limits.
Number two is totally off limits.
Yeah. Well, not in my house with Otto. It's like it's whatever. He just comes and barges in every time. It's a lot, right?
I missed her.
Obviously.
And it's like, and what gets me is, I can go. I can say I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He don't need me, and my kids don't need me. But as soon as they know what I'm doing, they know what I'm doing. Because
Mom.
When I go in there and lock the door, they know what I'm doing.
Girl, Katrina,
we can feel it.
You, I guess so.
It's our spidey sense.
It's no privacy whatsoever. Anyway, yes, I did miss you. But notice, I was giving you hints. Yesterday, you were doing your business. I closed the door, and I left. I left you to yourself.
I left it open because I love you.
Hey. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
The first Wednesday in February, we celebrate the young girls and women in sports. It's National Girls and Women in Sports Day, everybody.
I love that. Yes. I love that. Okay, what else?
And we also have National Rosa Parks Day, y'all.
Oh, such a big, big day. It is also Black History Month. So if you don't know anything about Rosa Parks, where have you been? She really helped change civil rights, right? Bring civil rights to everyone. And civil rights helped everyone, especially people of color and women. Mm. Women, do your Googles today and look up Rosa Parks.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman by the name of Amethyst Bloomberg gave birth to her second child, a baby boy, at the FedEx in the bathroom on the ground,
what?
On the floor.
What?
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 That part is wild, but the wildest part is that she didn't even know she was pregnant.
And she'd been pregnant before and has a kid?
Yes.
How does that happen, Dana?
I don't know. Here she is talking to KYTX.
It was very surprising. I was in utter shock. With my first one, I had all the symptoms. And then with this one, I had nothing at all. I was losing weight at work. The only time I felt anything was when my back started hurting from the back labor. And then when he was descending, I felt him move. He's perfect. He's our FedEx baby.
That's him that you hear in her arms. He's moving around. He's a little baby.
If FedEx doesn't turn this into a commercial, they're losing
they
out.
They should. The fastest birth of all time.
That's what we call priority delivery.
Priority delivery. So she called 911 at 829. She's in the bathroom. Right, she starts feeling like she's got to go to the restroom, so she goes in there. Then she
it was after her shift.
She couldn't get off the toilet, so she calls 911. 829, 833. The baby's born.
Wow.
The paramedic barely had time to go in and sort of assist in a way. Here he is talking.
We
about
were
it.
On scene at 829 and delivery at 833. I've seen a lot of things in my field, so I don't get too much surprise anymore. I'm just very happy that she was healthy and that the baby was healthy.
I thought I had a quick delivery. I'm like, no. That's insane. We do have a friend, Otto. He used to manage a Nike store. I don't remember his name. But
Brad.
Anthony. His wife goes into labor, and he's like, you know, this is their second child, so they're not thinking anything. They're driving to the hospital. She gave birth on the floor of their car. She couldn't
wait. On the way to the hospital.
And he says the craziest part was I was telling her, can't you wait? And she was like, shut up. No. No. So she gave birth.
It was a brand new car, too.
Yeah, he was like so upset. He's like, it's a new car. She's like, you better be quiet. Your son is coming into this world, sir, and there's nothing I or you can do about it. Just thankfully, you know, the baby's healthy. 6 pounds, 8 ounces, 19 and a half inches long.
How does something like that happen where you can't tell that you were pregnant?
I have no idea, but I just read an article that it happens more often than not. About 11% of births go undetected. I didn't know it was, I mean, that's 11%, but still, that's a lot.
And you're talking like literally don't know until the baby is literally coming out,
until the baby is actually being born into the world. Here's a hint, though. She had a lot of back pain. She kept saying, though, no. She kept saying she had back pain.
Was she moving boxes at FedEx?
Yes, and she never showed. So remember,
if back pain is the issue, I might be pregnant. I got back pain right now.
Remember, Otto, when I was pregnant, I really didn't show till the last couple of weeks.
No, you're right. Most people did not know that you were pregnant.
I could have hidden it. So I carry my children in my back, is what the doctor said. Very low into the back. Not in your back, but toward the back of my body. So until the last couple of weeks, I could have hidden my pregnancy the entire time. For her, she also didn't have any symptoms. And when I really think about it, I didn't either. What symptoms did I have? I worked till the day I gave birth to our child.
But it wasn't like this, though. It wasn't like you had to go to the bathroom and then all of a sudden there was a baby.
I knew I was pregnant the day we conceived on your birthday. But anyway. Whoa.
For some reason, I did too, though. That was the.
I know.
That's a whole other story, though.
Miracles do happen. All right, so.
That's not a miracle. That's science.
You're right. It's not a miracle at all. We knew what we were doing. If you know anybody who's given birth in a wild way, I'd love to talk to them or just talk about the story. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We are playing Who's Lying? Call us up. Let's get you on the radio.
Woo! Woo!
Lying. Why you always lying? Oh my gosh, I love that song. Okay. 877-730-DCS1. Okay, so here we go. We're going to take our caller. Hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Akshara.
Okay, do you have an adult with you, Shara? Do you have a grown-up?
Yes.
Who's your grown-up person?
I'm Marvin. We listen to your show every day.
Okay, all right. We have dad. We have dad in the car. Okay, it's all legal now. You guys ready to do this? Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm so excited. Okay, Shara, what's your dad's name?
Naveen.
Okay, Naveen and Shara. We're playing this game right now because we want to be your favorite morning show ever in the world. And in order to do that, we need to get to know each other. So myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are each going to tell you a story. If you guess who's lying, you win a free T-shirt or a hoodie. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go first. My name is Dana Cortez, and I don't know if you know this, but cleaning is my hobby. I like to clean. Whoa. When I have downtime,
are you serious?
Well, I have a really weird sense of smell. And so if things are off, it just throws my whole day off. I actually like the smell of bleach, Fabuloso, and Pine Sol. Those are my favorite smells. So catch me doing laundry. That's my, like, just cleaning is my hobby. Seriously.
Well, Dana's hobbies and my hobbies are very different. DJ Automatic here. Me and my brothers actually like to go buy a bunch of clay pigeons and go out and go skeet shooting.
Oh, skeet shooting.
So you know, go out there, take the truck out to the middle of nowhere, put down the bed and maybe have a couple of
adult beverages
and shoot some clay pigeons.
Oh, all right, okay.
Nothing better than some brother time on the weekends.
There you go. Yo, what up? Anthony A., and I'm actually a yogi, and I've just reinstated myself back into the practice, and I've now been going to yoga 3 to 4 times a week, and I am getting better at my humble warrior pose. So I encourage anybody to get out there and get some yoga in if you can.
Getting limber. Okay, somebody in this room is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you win the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think it's Otto.
It is! Oh! 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 You won! Oh my God!
She's like, he can never be that manly. Why did you think I was lying?
Because that just, like, just feels like you're lying, I guess.
Because you're a DJ.
She's like, because I listen, and on the weekends, you're DJing at NBA games.
You're literally a DJ. You do Fresh Friday for the Kids. You are not out skeet shooting, sir. That is not part of the repertoire.
But I could if I wanted to, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is, I'm so glad you won. So now I have to ask you, what kind of hobby do you have, Miha? What do you like to do?
I like gymnastics.
Oh, wow.
Hey, there you go.
Well, keep it up. Who knows? Maybe you'll be in the Olympics someday. You think so?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
I would love to cheer you on. Okay, so do you want a t-shirt or a hoodie?
A hoodie.
All right, you got to wear it to school, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on the line because producer Jack is going to get all your details. And I want to thank you and your dad, Naveen, from the bottom of my heart for listening and making us a part of your morning. We love you. Thank you for listening,
so
Miha.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold on.
Bye.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on. Oh, I'm so glad you got it. You don't even know how glad I am they won. I was praying, crossing every finger, toe, and eye so that I could get her. Hoping that they would win. All right. If you want to play Who's Lying, it's really easy. Just call us. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Is Cardi B the latest singer, rapper, to get a ring from a football player? You know, Taylor Swift was first. You know how she starts those trends? We're going to play audio of Stefan Diggs talking about proposing to Cardi B after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have rapper turned sports podcaster Cameron celebrating his birthday. Alice Cooper celebrating his birthday as well, too. And may she rest in peace on this day in 1913.
Rosa Parks. It is Black History Month. Please, if you don't know who Rosa Parks is, which I think you should look it up. It's some good reading right there. Okay, I gotta talk about Stefan Diggs. You know, I knew someone was finally going to have the guts to ask it. Is he going to marry Cardi B? Here's his answer.
Cardi getting her ring?
It's on the agenda, maybe, right? Right? I got to get mine first, though.
Hold on. We're not proposing unless we win the game?
He's not proposing, period. That's what he's saying, okay?
That's the press conference, obviously, they do for the NFL. You know, everybody's open to ask questions. No, I think that it's a maybe, but I'll tell you what happened after that. Cardi called him like, really? Really? It's predicated on you winning or not. I got to get my ring first. No, sir.
I don't think it's predicated on that. I don't think it's going to ever happen.
I don't think Cardi B's ever used the word predicated. So
you don't know my girl then. She knows some big words. She knows some big words. I just keep...
She doesn't know how to get married.
Yes, she does. She married Offset. He doesn't know how to be faithful. Don't blame the failures of a man on a woman who stuck beside him through numerous occasions of him stepping out.
Do you know what?
She finally stood up for herself and it looked like she's happy.
I don't want to blame Cardi, but she does continue to pick the same man over and over.
Stefan Diggs is not Offset. How?
He's worse.
No, he's... Who can... You guys always say people can change.
And he might, you know what? You're right. He might have changed.
I'm not going to sit here and stand and be the, Stefan Diggs is the model for a change, man. I think he's had two different baby mothers within the same 12 months. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I wish him the best. I think he's focused on his Super Bowl, and that's where his head should be right now. So that's what it means why, Cardi B, her ring, that's on the maybe. I'm trying to get this ring for my first career ever. Like, he's been to the playoffs so many times and never won it. I guarantee you he wants that Super Bowl ring way more than a wedding ring.
My girlfriend and I had a long brunch. Remember I talked about it? And she did say, she's like, I just don't think that he's going to be good to her. He's like, look, she said, my girl said, Nikki with the gold tooth, she said, look, they look very happy right now. She agreed with you, Otto. She said she keeps picking the guys that are not going to be nice to her. If they weren't nice to the woman before, chances are they're not going to be nice to you now.
I hope it works out for Cardi. I really do. Because I think she
will change.
Yeah, I think she's a nice person and she deserves the man that she deserves. But...
And I was going to say, maybe...
As of right now, she has to do some soul searching and figure out why she keeps picking the same guy.
But I was going to say, they just had a baby, and then Anthony had to go remind me. He's got two more that he just had, too.
Right now, they just need to lock in, and all effort and energy needs to be towards Stefan and the big game this weekend. And if she maybe demonstrates that she could be supportive during this time, win or loss, for better or for worse, then maybe that change will happen and she'll get her ring.
Well, okay. Here's hoping for two rings, then, for Cardi and Stefan Diggs. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm so glad that Otto is home. He was out of town. And you fly a lot. You fly a lot as an NBA DJ. And I miss you. You were gone a whole week. Gosh.
Almost a week.
But here's the thing. Anthony, I freaked out because Otto is in the air all the time. He flies Southwest, been flying Southwest for years and years. Southwest, there was a flight that had to abort takeoff. We're talking, this thing, this plane was doing over 100 miles per hour when air traffic control had to tell the pilot, stop.
Southwest 4996, and it's Tara, you up and ready?
Ready to go.
Southwest 4996, traffic's 4 mile final, runway 22, clear for takeoff.
So it's clear for takeoff.
Cancel takeoff clear, cancel takeoff clear, Southwest. We'll describe a 6210 go around, fly runway heading, climb maintain 4000.
Going around 4000, runway heading, Skyway 6210.
You hear the pilot, he acknowledges, okay. Imagine having to press the brakes at 100 plus miles per hour. So what happened is a private jet made a wrong turn into the Southwest lane. And instead of taking off on their part, this plane,
it could have been a head-on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I tried to tell my pilot to go right instead of left.
Anthony. You know, Otto flies all the time, and I never mentioned him, but I always say a little prayer before he takes off.
Now you're going to make me nervous. Don't do that.
No, why would you be nervous?
I never even think about any of this I'm flying.
Flying is the safest form of travel. You know, statistically, there are less accidents flying than anything. Driving, bus, cruise ships, anything. And look, they didn't have an accident.
No, you're right. They saved the day over there, which is a great thing. Shout out to air traffic controllers. I know we had a lot of, it wasn't their fault, but they got laid off earlier this year. And I'm glad to see that they're back.
There's a government shutdown right now, like a mini one. So I'm hoping they open it back up so we don't have to go through that again. Now, you coming home, though, I'm sorry I didn't make it to pick you up yesterday. Mm. I apologize for that.
Imagine being gone for a week and your wife can't even come pick you up.
She
knew what time I was going to be there. I text her everything. I landed 10 minutes early. I was like, oh, we just landed. She was like, oh, I haven't taken off yet. Just take an Uber.
What? Automatic. Am I wrong or didn't like Automatic drive you around last week?
He drove me to get Botox.
Oh.
I'm just saying I drove I don't know how many miles and you couldn't drive to the airport and come get me.
I could have. I just said, you're going to have to hang out a little longer. And he's like, forget it. I'll just get an Uber.
But I did want to tell you guys about my experience with Southwest because they do have a new... Go.
I knew you were going to talk about that.
Let's
Nobody
hear
cares.
About it.
They do care.
Let him talk, Dana. Let him talk.
So now they have these new boarding groups. They don't line you up anymore and you have assigned seats. I felt like there were some disgruntled people there because they were used to... I don't know if you guys fly Southwest or not, but a lot of the times people will say that they have an injury or something going on with themselves so they can get on the plane first, and then they take up the first five rows.
Are you thinking they're faking a handicap?
I'm not saying that they do that. I'm just saying that that could happen. Well, now they cannot do that anymore, so there was some people that were definitely disgruntled. And in the first five rows, I guess it's their business class or first class now, if you aren't assigned to those seats, nobody can sit them anymore. So people were so mad, and they don't even let you put your bags in those seats anymore.
Best part, Otto said, is they have special snacks like pistachios.
Yeah, they do have special snacks
fancy.
Now.
Oh my gosh. Are you done, Otto?
Not as fancy as my wife coming to pick me up from the airport, okay?
After your venting session, I'm kind of on Dana's side.
Thank
I don't know
you.
If we needed,
I'm glad I avoided that conversation. I'm sorry you had to hear it.
Is that why you didn't want to go pick him up? You didn't want to hear about the pistachios?
I didn't. Ooh, exciting.
After 15 years, I deserve some pistachios, okay?
Do you remember the first time you rode on a plane? Were you nervous?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.